The incumbent, Republican Scott Krug, defeated the veteran legislator Marlon Schneider in a three-way race in 2010 and then won a tight re-election race in 2012 by just 109 votes. This year, his Democratic challenger, Port Edwards attorney Dana Duncan, thinks he's got a good chance to win.
I intend to win it by a lot more than that.
Duncan made his case against Krug in a debate this week sponsored by environmental groups who favor tighter regulations for high-capacity wells used by large dairy farms known as combined animal feeding operations, or CAFOs.
I don't want CAFOs in Wisconsin, period. They are the equivalent to agriculture, what child labor and sweatshops were to manufacturing 100 years ago. And they will go away eventually if we stand firm.
Duncan says Krug hasn't tried hard enough to block a proposed 5,000-cow dairy farm in the district. But Krug says compromise is necessary to balance the needs of farmers with protecting clean water. He says he's crafting a site-specific permitting process that will allow big farms only where they won't threaten clean water resources.
And I fought hard as hell against my own party to make sure that the one-size permitting does not continue in the state of Wisconsin. We need to find ways that we can continue to grow agriculture, that we can continue to promote tourism, but we have to make sure that we're permitting differently.
The two candidates are on opposite sides of a range of other issues, including voter ID, restoring union bargaining rights, and increasing the minimum wage. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.